Thanks for joining us this morning. Newton City Council meets 6 o'clock tonight. They'll expected to hear from the two co-presidents, Project Await, Savannah Miller and Andy Stone. That'll be at the start of the meeting. And then during staff reports, Nicole Lindstrom, the library director, is expected to give the annual library report tonight. Meanwhile, Prairie City announcing that they'll have a public hearing concerning chickens. Their meeting on November 13th. There'll be a public hearing concerning public input on the possibility of allowing chickens to be kept within Prairie City city limits. Prairie City City Council asking all interested parties to attend and be heard if they would like. That'll be at the next Prairie City City Council meeting, November 13th. City Monroe announcing that their snow removal ordinance is now in effect. It goes from November 1st to March 31st. And in Monroe, no on-street parking or parking on city-owned off-street or parking lot areas allowed during periods of snowfall or within 24 hours of a snowfall. Of course, tomorrow it's city and school elections.
The polls are going to open up at 7 a.m. and they will close at 8 p.m.
That's Jasper County Auditor Dennis Parrott. This is the first time in Iowa the city and school elections are being held together. Parrott says it was a recent legislative decision.
I think the legislature had two things in mind. They were hoping that they could increase turnout for a regular school election and regular city elections. Oftentimes, in almost every county, came in below a 10% turnout, which is abysmal. You know, not enough people paying attention.
Yeah.
And we paid for two elections, and each election you go through the same process of hiring poll workers, training poll workers, paying for ballots, paying for programming. So they thought not only might it increase participation, but it might save costs. And this is going to be our first run at it. We'll kind of see what happens and see if the legislature was right about that.
Auditors across the state were in favor of the change.
But we worked closely with the legislature to work out the details as far as how to mesh these two elections together with the laws and the procedures and that type of thing. And I'm anxious to see how it works out, and I hope it does. If not, we'll probably go back and ask for some modifications.
Voters casting ballots tomorrow will do so at their general election polling site. Absentee voting can still be done today. New state voter ID laws also take effect with this election. I want to remind you, you can hear election night coverage on FM side 95.9 KCOV shortly after the polls close. Sponsored by Baxter Comfort Solutions, providing plumbing, heating, and geothermal services too. And Iowa Wheel Sports, veteran owned and operated on First Avenue West in Newton. This is the first full week of open enrollment for the 39,000 Iowans who buy health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. This past Friday was the beginning of the enrollment period. Plans being offered through Medica and Wellmark. Iowa Insurance Commissioner Doug Ullman recommends those on Affordable Care Act plans to review their household income, make sure they still qualify for federal subsidies.
Because we have seen under the Affordable Care Act a real impact on those people that have earnings that, based on household structure, put them outside of the subsidy range.
And he says you should also review coverage options during this enrollment period.
They're comfortable and familiar with healthcare.gov, they can do that, or they can consider speaking to a licensed insurance agent about some other options that they might have.
The open enrollment period ends December 15th for plans that are effective January 1st of next year. And an Urbandale grandmother faces child endangerment charges. Police claim 69-year-old Beatrice Brewer left her 6-year-old grandchild alone for 2 hours so she could attend church. Concerned citizens saw the child walking alone on 86th Street, Meredith Drive, September 26th, and called 911. Police arrested Brewer Friday, and she has since bonded out of the Polk County Jail. That is your KCOV News this hour. I'm Randy Fan.